Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
We've had an extraordinarily busy show today. So much happening today, not the least of which is some breaking news with an Amber Alert and Dave Lee getting inducted into the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. I did not want to let this very important story slip through the cracks. I'm Jordana. Thanks for hanging with me on this Thursday afternoon. The Abby Honnold Act is now federal legislation. Some of you may remember Abby's name. She is an activist for, she is a survivor, excuse me, first a survivor of sexual violence, of rape. She is also an activist and has inspired, her name and her activism has inspired the law that works toward improving law enforcement training into sexual assault cases. I got to meet Abby and some other extraordinarily brave women when I was working on my podcast, Inside the News, Investigating Rape with the Star Tribune of NWCCO Radio a few years back. And I spoke with Abby last night and she didn't have time to come on and join us today. She is otherwise tied up on something else. I just wanted to share with everybody that this is amazing legislation, and here's what it does. Law enforcement agencies will now be able to get federal grants to improve how they investigate rape and sexual violence. Abby is a true advocate for trauma training because, unfortunately, police officers and first responders sometimes aren't necessarily trained in how to deal with victims of trauma. And victims of trauma react in different ways than victims from other crimes. And when you fully understand the trauma that somebody has gone through, A, you can be more respectful to them, but it also leads to a better outcome in helping solve the case. So this is exciting. This will give grants to law enforcement agencies for them to be able to provide the training for trauma-informed investigations. It'll improve communication between victims and law enforcement and hopefully avoid re-traumatizing victims. One of those victims, and I don't love that word, I'm going to say survivor, thriver advocate is my friend Brooke Morath. Brooke also, like Abby, was part of the story and the podcast and the investigation that the Star Tribune did. She has been her own advocate and has recently helped in bringing her rapist to justice, which just happened in the last few years here. And she's joining us to react to this new law. Brooke, I'm so happy to have you back on the show.
Always happy to be here.
How are you, by the way? How are you doing? I know you are in the healthcare field now, and what's going on?
Staying busy as ever, that's
yes,
for sure. The research
good.
Never slows.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I'm always glad to hear your upbeat voice. And when you heard, I know you're familiar with the Abby Honnold Act, and now, of course, we're learning that it is now a federal law. Just react to that a little, and what does that mean for survivors of sexual violence?
I'm just absolutely thrilled, especially amidst what has otherwise been fairly bleak news headlines. This is just such a light of hope. And as you had already mentioned, this for victims specifically, victim survivors moving forward, it has just such immense potential to transform the interactions that that unfortunately victims must go through in the criminal justice proceedings, really, of course, the reducing the re-traumatization, but then, as you mentioned, improving outcomes and doing this through an evidence-based approach. And it benefits everybody involved, prosecution, law enforcement. It's just the degree to which the promising outcomes are they're almost endless with with what this bill introduces, and I'm just very excited to see where this goes.
Unfortunately, in the time of your attack and in the time of Abby's attack, obviously this wasn't available. That's why it needed to happen now. And because of women like you and Abby, you've shined a light on this. You've stated that it's super necessary. Just very briefly share with us, what's the difference between being questioned by somebody maybe who's not trained and then the advantage of being someone who's questioned by someone trained in trauma-informed training?
I would say there's probably a spectrum of experiences, so I don't want to give any, make it too black and white, but from my experience, at least, it felt, and I don't perceive trauma-informed practices. I didn't feel as though they were utilized in my case, and it felt a little bit more like an interrogation, and it was very, there were no open-ended, or opportunities for open-ended recounting of what happened, and it just felt very almost caged in, and not to say that there was any bad intent necessarily, but just when I left that interview, I didn't feel good, that's for certain, and I knew I wasn't able to provide the best information, and there were things that I withheld as well, because I felt as though that space wasn't open for what I later realized was absolutely critical information. And had there been somebody who was informed, just even a basic understanding of what happens, the neurobiological foundations of trauma and how that is plays such a critical role in the memory formation and then access to those memories in these interviews, is it can make or break a case. And again, just the most basic training on those neurobiological foundations, I can only begin to imagine how beneficial that's going to be for all parties involved.
And I think of this, I think of you and Abby and the other women that we talked to, and I think I wish it was available for you. And I know that we can't change the past. And I'm just grateful that now today it will be available for more young people who are, anybody who is a victim of sexual violence. Brooke Morath, it was great to talk with you. Thank you for jumping on, and it was so good to hear your voice. And again, congratulations on this huge victory.
Thank you, Jordana.
You got it. It's a victory for all of us. It's a victory for anybody who wants to end sexual violence. And hopefully, my friends, that is all of us. Let's change things up a little bit. It is St. Patrick's Day, and maybe you're wrapping up work. Maybe you're thinking, I think I will begin the celebration. Joining us is going to be Nikki Erpelding. She is going to share with us the perfect St. Patty's Day cocktail next. Have you had made your toast with green beer? Have you had your St. Patty's Day cocktail? If not, we're here with a little inspiration. Nikki Erpelding from Top 10 Liquors is joining us now to share a little, I think it's called, David, what did you call it? The St. Patty's Day?
The Irish Maid, I think we're going to learn how to make.
Irish Maid. There we go. Nikki, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jordana. Thanks for having me. Thanks so much.
Okay, I'm sure you're busy today over at Top 10 Liquors with all sorts of fun things, but the Irish Maid, what's in an Irish Maid?
Yeah, so it's we take Jameson, of course. That's a good one for today. A couple ounces of that. Half ounce of St. Germain elderflower liqueur. Squeeze some fresh lemon juice in there. A little bit of simple syrup. We put cucumbers into this. So what we do is we muddle the cucumbers in a shaker, add all of the ingredients I just talked about, put some ice in there, shake it up, strain it into a cocktail glass with ice, and garnish with a cucumber slice.
Does it make it green, or is it just like the splash of green because of the cucumber?
Yeah, well, it gives it a refreshing aspect, but no, it doesn't really turn it green. It's more of kind of a yellowy color.
It's not really great. Okay. So,
you can put some for color.
Are you setting up shop? I know I saw you on WCCO TV. Are you setting up shop, making these cocktails all over the place? Are you making them in the store? Who's enjoying these?
I'm making them for the whole office today, actually. So yeah, everyone's drinking one right now.
Oh, that's super fun. Okay, so the Irish Maid. Now, do you have any other local recommendations? Because usually I see a lot of people drinking beer on St. Patty's Day. Maybe it's just because we're going for volume, not necessarily cocktails, because it's sort of a marathon, not a sprint, right? St. Patty's Day. Any recommendations on local beers or Irish beers? Anything you want to share?
Well, definitely the Guinness. Guinness is the most popular this time of year, and you can actually make a Guinness cocktail with a little bit of white cream de mint, and it's called the Newly Minted. It's really simple. So it gives you a little minty flavor with your Guinness beer, which is delicious.
Wait, so just take the beer and put in a little creme de menthe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, see, that's super fun. That's a little different take on celebrating this St. Patty's Day. I think that's super fun. What else can you share with us? What else do we need to know about St. Patrick's Day cocktails other than to be safe when you have them and maybe one or two is enough?
Yeah, and that's fine too. But any kind of Irish, if you have Jameson or Keeper's Heart or Kieran's New Red Locks, if you're doing any Irish whiskey, it always goes great with ginger beer. So, and then add a little lime juice, and then you've got an Irish mule. So you don't have to go super extravagant. It can be easy and simple and delicious.
I love how you're saying an Irish mule. I feel bad. The Russian drinks, we normally know that as the Moscow mule, but we would like to change it today, maybe every day, I don't know, to the Irish mule. So thank you for your fun take on that. We appreciate that. And of course, I know you come to us and we thank you from Top 10 Liquors. You guys have about a dozen locations all around the Twin Cities.
Correct. Thank you. We'll see you in the aisles.
Thanks, Nikki. Appreciate it.
All right.
The Irish Maid. Yeah, you got it. The Irish Maid. And then I love that idea of, does that appeal to you, David? A beer with a little creme de menthe.
Yeah, it actually does. I think it's fun, especially on a holiday, to mix something else into your beer. I think that's super fun.
Yeah, so there you go. A little bit of cocktail or a little bit of beer. That is, but please imbibe wisely, imbibe safely. And as Todd Walker saw, and if you didn't see that out, you can watch his whole live extravaganza at Jordana WCCO on Twitter, because that was super fun. He was at a bar on 7th Street in St. Paul, and there were bagpipes and everything. And he gave a good reminder, take an Uber.
No,
everybody Uber.
Jordana, I mean, you know, you and I both have day jobs and kids and all that stuff, so I don't know about you, but I don't get out too often on St. Patrick's Day. But have you ever been out on St. Patrick's Day? Is there a time in your life where you partied at a certain location, or what's your tradition?
Well, in college, this was huge. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I guess any excuse to drink in college is sort of the big, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Not that we needed an excuse. It was just Tuesday. So that wasn't. But yeah, St. Patty's Day was always super fun. And I guess we just started day drinking in college. And I do remember getting in trouble. I think I got suspended from the cheerleading squad because I think I went to practice a little too tipsy. And you can't go to practice tipsy because the guys, when they throw you in the air, you got to really have your wits about you, or else you'll come down flailing and hurt somebody, not the least of which yourself. So I think I do remember getting in trouble for that. Yeah. What about you, David? What's your go-to for St. Patty's Day?
You know, really nothing. I think I've been out maybe a handful.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Of times, and I don't know, I suppose there's always a green beer special or something like that that I'll get, but that's about it. However, I think I'm going out tonight with my my wife and I are going to. Well, you know, so you missed it today, but we had a staff party today.
Yes.
And they gave out door prizes, and I'm the now new proud owner of a gift card to Pat's Tap, which is a great spot in Minneapolis. So I think we're going to go there tonight.
Do you already have a built-in sitter for this, David? I remember those two small children that Katrina gave birth to a few years ago. Where are they going?
That's a great question.
Are they coming to Pat's Tap with
you?
They
are not coming to Pat's Tap. See, there's a benefit of having a roommate that right now is my brother-in-law who lives with us. So kind of built-in baby. Especially we won't go out until after the kids go down. It's kind of a great little situation. So I'll go home and have dinner, and we'll put the kids down, and then my wife and I'll head out for just a little while.
I do remember, yeah, when they're young, they go to bed early. So yes, it is sort of some free time.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I hope you do celebrate. Maybe you'll make the Irish maid for dinner and then you can go enjoy Pat's staff afterward. When we get back, we didn't get a chance to do our St. Paddy's Day quiz because we got the wonderful Dave Lee on his great award being inducted into the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. So we will share that and another holiday today. It's Purim. I'll share a little bit about the Jewish holiday of Purim next. A little Bon Jovi for St. Paddy's Day? Okay, I'll take it. I will absolutely take it, David. Now, I am not an Irish person, but I think that everybody is Irish on St. Paddy's Day. It's a culture that is fascinating and interesting and rich in history and culture. And David is here to educate us with a St. Paddy's Day quiz.
I am. I mean, Paul tries to pretend to be Jewish, so can't we pretend to be Irish today? I mean, it's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
Well, at least on St. Paddy's Day, right? Okay, we can be honorary. Yes.
All right. So I've got a little quiz for you about St. Patrick's Day, which I guess, full disclosure, I'm not Irish either. I had to do some research and figure out the answers to these things. So I'm learning right along with you here, okay?
Hit me. Yeah.
Okay. First up, historians generally believe that the actual St. Patrick, the patron saint of was the patron saint of Ireland, and this happened near the end of the 4th century. And at the age of 16, he was kidnapped by Irish raiders and sold as a slave to the Celtic priests in Northern Ireland. So the question is: he was sold as a slave to Northern Ireland.
Okay.
So he was not actually born, however, in Northern Ireland. Where was he actually born? Was he born in Britain, or in Russia, or in Spain?
I'm going to say Britain, because maybe somewhere close, so he could have been kidnapped. So Britain. There you go.
That's exactly right, but St. Patrick, not actually from Ireland. How about that?
I know. There's a little impress your friends, right? I like it.
The little red-haired, green-clothed leprechaun, who is commonly associated with St. Patrick's Day, of course. The Irish name for this little thing is something I can't pronounce. The original, the original leprechaun, Luprexina or something, whatever. But what does leprechaun actually mean? What does that actually mean? Does it mean small-bodied fellow or drunk little boy or mini St. Patrick?
Okay, you definitely made up drunk little boy, and I'm pretty sure you made up mini St. Patrick. So what is it, small-bodied fellow? Is that
you don't think I made up small-bodied fellow?
Pretty sure you made up the other one. So the process of elimination there.
Okay. You got
I'm
me.
Killing it. Yep. That's interesting, though. Small-bodied fellow. Like, I would think, because a leprechaun is such a storied character, like, I guess I would have thought it had more of an intricate name, but simplicity.
Yeah.
Simplicity.
Yeah. I guess. And there's a lot of folklore behind it, but that's what the actual name means. So
I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Some more St. Paddy's Day trivia here. We know that a shamrock has to do with St. Patrick's Day. We can, of course, get a shamrock shake at McDonald's, which is sadly the first thing.
My daughter got one today.
It's the first thing I think of when I hear the word shamrock, which is,
of course,
you know, I don't know if that says a lot for our culture, but it's true. So what really is a shamrock? Is that a young three-leaf clover or an Irish word for green or the name of the Irish flag?
Is it a three-leaf clover, Irish word for green, or the flag?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the clover. Clover.
Wow, you're very good. It refers to the actual, it's like the plant. It's like this very young clover that's, obviously we see that emblem on, flags and advertisements and everything, but that's really what it is.
That's cool. Okay, good to know. I'll impress my friends.
There you go. Okay, the very first ever St. Patrick's Day parade was held in, get this, March 17th of 1601. Can you believe that? 1601.
Wow.
That's a long, long time ago. And it was held in a place that is now this, things have changed a lot. The geography's changed a lot in 500 years. But it was held in where? A location that is now Dublin or Florida or Helsinki.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you're trying to trick me with the Helsinki, but I'm going to, simplicity, I'm going to go with Dublin.
No, oh, the no. Very first St. Patrick's Day parade was actually held by Irish who had emigrated to the U.S., and it
Stop
was held
it.
In a place that is now Florida.
Stop it.
Yep.
No, in Florida? I thought Florida was the least possible. They're crazy.
Isn't that great?
I am impressed. So that's just the parade. That is,
it was the first ever St. Patrick's Day parade. Okay. Yes. Yes, indeed. So not,
wow.
Yeah, not that it was never celebrated before that.
But, of course. Yeah. I absolutely would not have guessed that. Well done, David. That is definitely... Yep. Okay. You got another one?
I got one more here for you. Okay. Of course, we hear about folks eating corned beef, which that's what Todd Walker was eating, corned beef and cabbage with the potatoes on the side. But what actually is corned beef made of? Is it made of beef brisket or beef shoulder or pork belly?
Well, it's definitely not pork belly because corned beef is kosher. So that's something that I eat. Yes, well, kosher corned beef is corned beef. But, I guess I'm not sure because you're probably trying to freak me out here. But what were my other two options?
So then it's beef brisket, beef shoulder, or pork belly.
I'm going to say beef shoulder.
No, corned beef is actually made of beef brisket.
It's a brisket.
Yeah.
It's a brisket.
Which you should know that, Jordana. Brisket's a common item at the greenhouse.
At the greenhouse. I know, and I do. I make a brisket. But when I make a brisket, my favorite cut is, it's the top of the rib. It's not the shoulder. I guess I could have. All right. I failed.
Okay. I got one more bonus question, though, for you. Okay.
Right, hit me.
Earlier in the show, about an hour and a half ago, we talked to Todd Walker. We streamed it on our social channel, so you can go back and watch on Facebook or Twitter. Todd was on a restaurant on 7th Street in St. Paul. What was Todd drinking? He had two drinks during his session. What was he drinking? Do you remember?
Well, I know there was a green beer there somewhere.
Okay, yeah, that's one. And then what else did he, what was he given?
Oh, what was he given?
Yeah, he started with the green beer, and then somebody gave him. You're not going to.
I'm not going to remember, but good for you for paying attention.
Paid attention. He had a shot of Jameson that he promised not to drink on air with us.
Of course, that's what we learned about in our last segment too. A shot of Jameson, Irish whiskey. That's right. Well, I hope now Todd is having a great time. He claims that he stayed sober for our segment. Do we believe him?
I mean, yeah, I guess I believe
he's
him.
He's fairly sober.
You know, I don't think he is anymore.
Yeah, that's true. And yeah, I mean, he didn't have to, but that was generous of him. But I hope he is having a great time and imbibing. And you know what's interesting about this day, David, and this is complete coincidence, is that St. Paddy's Day, just this year, has fallen on the Jewish holiday of Purim. The Jewish holiday of Purim is being celebrated today. We call it the Jewish Halloween because kids dress up in costumes and people are supposed to party and you're supposed to drink. In Judaism, we're not supposed to get loaded, but we do, you know, a l'chaim, we do a toast, we make a blessing over the wine like you do in Christianity too. But on Purim in specific, you are supposed to drink to get drunk. It is a holiday of hidden meanings, that all things are hidden in this world. So, I appreciate the St. Paddy's Day quiz. When we get back, I'll share a little bit about Purim before the end of the show. Happy Purim, the holiday of Purim. If you were in my neighborhood, you would see kids walking around in costume, people exchanging gifts of alcohol and candy. It is a very festive holiday. But Paul asked me this morning, so what's Purim? I said, well, they tried to kill us. They didn't. And then we eat. And that's pretty much the story of every Jewish holiday. They tried to kill us. We didn't die. We lived and we celebrate. That's the story of Purim also. Purim, but David, you were familiar with Purim from the Old Testament because it is Purim's, the story of Esther.
Yeah, Purim's up in Otter Tail County, right? Sorry.
That's a different kind of
Purim.
Sorry,
had to.
This one is P-U-R-I-M. Okay, okay. Yes, but it's the story of Esther, Megillah Esther, the book of Esther, the letter of Esther. This is what we share, where an evil king named King Ahasuerus in ancient Persia was swayed by his right-hand man, who is the villain of the story, named Haman. to murder all the Jews. And the reason Haman wanted to do this was because there was somebody in the king's court, a man named Mordechai, who would not bow down to Haman. And, you know, in Jewish law, we don't bow down to humans. You know, there's only God, so we don't bow down to idols or people. So he didn't bow down to Haman. Haman got really mad. And again, I'm making this a much shorter story than it is in the Megillah. Haman got mad and he convinced Ahasuerus, who wasn't a very bright king, that all of the Jews should be murdered. Well, Ahasuerus did not know that one of his many wives, Esther, Queen Esther, was a Jew. And she took it upon herself to try to save the Jewish people. But if you approached the king, or if you went and made, you know, recommendations or behests, you could be beheaded because of this. It was a very dangerous thing for her to do. Well, what she did was she went on behalf of her people to Ahasuerus, and she said, it is Haman who is the bad guy. It is not the Jews, and please don't murder the Jewish people. And he granted her wish, and she is the heroine of the story. So on the day, which is today, that the gallows were erected to start murdering and the genocide of the Jews, Haman and his 10 sons were hanged in the gallows that were set up to commit the genocide or begin the genocide of the Jews. So that is the story of Purim. And on Purim, there are some really intricate details of the story of Purim, because in nowhere in the story is God's name mentioned. The name of God is not mentioned. And that is a metaphor for how things are in life. In the story of Purim, things are hidden. Ahasuerus did not know that he was married to a Jewish woman. There was this whole plot going on against the Jewish people, and nobody really knew why. Haman was making accusations about them, but it was really just because he felt slighted about Mordechai. So there are a lot of hidden things in the story of Purim, and that is a metaphor for life, that we are not in control. God is in control. God runs the world. We don't run the world. So whatever illusions we have as people today of control in this world is not real. And we have to have faith, and we have to pray, and that everything will turn out well in the end. So there are a lot of hidden meanings about the story of Purim. And that's one of the reasons that you get drunk on Purim. Yes, it's celebratory, but it is also this feeling of not being yourself, of, you know, hidden feelings or being jovial, yes, but it's not really the true self that comes out, because it is the drunk self. So that's just a lot of fun, and we have a lot of fun with the getting the drunk on Purim. We also eat a cookie, and David, I will bring you some of this.
Okay.
Called Chumintashen. Maybe you've seen it. I'm sure I brought it for you last year. It is a triangular-shaped cookie. And this one always confuses me, because it is allegedly the shape of Haman's hat. Haman, the bad guy in the story, used to wear, allegedly, a hat in the shape of a triangle. You know, think kind of Chris Columbus kind of thing like that. And I never understood why we make cookies in the shape of his hat, because we shouldn't honor him in any way. But maybe it's, you know, to munch on his hat and to once again defeat him, you know, who knows. But that the cookies are triangular shaped, and they have a delicious filling. It's chocolate, or it's apricot, or, you know, Nutella. So people make Chumintashen, and we eat Chumintashen on Purim, and we give gifts. It's traditional to give gifts, yes, to the poor, but also to each other. So that is, it's another way to tithe, and another way to give donations. So that's included in Purim. So it's a great story. And when we hear, it's important to hear the story of Esther. So the Megillah, the book of Esther, is read in the synagogue. And every time the name of Haman is read out loud, the kids have little noisemakers, little groggers to drown out the name of Haman. So anytime the rabbi says Haman, it's so fun to be able to make noise in the synagogue, because that's usually not a thing. So as soon as he says Haman, or she says Haman, the kids get the groggers out and they yell boo and they stomp their feet. And it's super fun and celebratory in the synagogue when the Megillah is read.
Wait, no. So what does this mean for your household tonight? Like, is handsome husband already a couple cocktails in, or what's going on tonight?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Handsome. He stopped by to, he was on the show at 4 o'clock to tell about the sewage, and he goes, "Babe, I'm done." And then he was going to party with the rabbis and hear the Megillah over at the synagogue. So a handsome husband is for sure 3 sheets to the wind, or he should be. And I think maybe I'll go send Maddox to pick him up later.
There you go.
But we live in a small community. He can walk home too. So tomorrow's kind of a rough day with all the hangovers after this joyous holiday, because the rabbis and those who observe Purim definitely take it seriously, and they are enjoying their party day. So again, if you see people wandering around in loud costumes, eating lots of candy and drinking, you'll know what's happening, David.
I'll be careful on my way through St. Louis Park tonight.
Be careful. That's right. So thank you for letting me share a little bit. Happy St. Patty's Day. Happy Purim for those who are celebrating. David, thank you for sharing the day with me. Paul will be joining you. I have tomorrow off. Have a safe day and keep our thoughts and prayers on the people of Ukraine. The news is next on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.